This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Migrant crisis at the southern border.
They're getting about 600 people on average coming through here every day.
Fed hits brakes on raising rates.
We're prepared to raise rates further if appropriate.
Restoring benefits to LGBTQ veterans.
Many veterans say they have been wrongly denied benefits over the years.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A state of emergency in effect in Eagle Pass, Texas, as the number of migrants arriving soars and U.S. border officers are closing bridges. The latest from CBS's Manuel Bojorquez in El Paso.
A lot of the questions about this latest spike in numbers is why it's happening now. And some of the theories we've heard here is that it could be due to the weather. The summer months are dwindling down, but also that people are looking to come up before the winter temperatures will begin to set in. But also there's always the misinformation. So we're hearing that cartels are telling people this is the time to come up. But also migrants are sharing stories on WhatsApp about being able to get in, about being processed through centers like this and then sent off to their next destination.
On day six of their strike, union auto workers gather in Detroit.
You know, you got to hit them where it hurts, right in their pocketbook. And the more that strike, the better.
The UAW has set a noon Friday deadline for more employees to walk out if progress isn't made with the big three. The automakers are choosing to lay off more workers. It was back to the bargaining table today for the striking Hollywood writers in the studios. The strike is in its fourth month. In its fight against inflation, the Federal Reserve leaves its key interest rate unchanged. The Fed's latest decision leaves the benchmark rate at about 5.4%, the result of 11 rate hikes since March 2022. However, Fed Chair Jerome Powell adds,
"We're prepared to raise rates further if appropriate, and we intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we're confident that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our objective."
Hunter Biden's federal arraignment on gun charges is scheduled for next Tuesday, and he'll have to show up in person. A judge has denied his request to appear by video. During testimony before a GOP-controlled House committee looking for answers on the investigations into Hunter Biden, Attorney General Merrick Garland says he runs a non-political department.
Our job is not to do what is politically convenient. Our job is not to take orders from the president, from Congress, or from anyone else about who or what to criminally investigate.
The department is overseeing two cases against former President Trump and another against President Biden's son. President Biden has issued an executive order to hold Norfolk Southern accountable over last February's train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 77 points. The Nasdaq closed down 209. Now this.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
On this 12th anniversary of the military's repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, some revisions are being made. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The Pentagon has announced new initiatives to reach out to those who may have been less than honorably discharged and wrongly denied benefits. Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks.
DOD is announcing new initiatives to better reach affected veterans and correct their records as necessary to better reflect the honor with which they served.
Online resources will now be available at defense.gov.
Free at-home COVID tests are coming. CBS's Alexander Tin.
The Biden administration says it will reopen orders through COVIDtest.gov starting on Monday, September 25, to request 4 free tests per household. COVIDtest.gov is relaunching at the same time that some 200 million more tests are also being purchased by the Biden administration for future stockpile needs from awards totaling some $600 million spread across a dozen domestic manufacturers.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking before the U.N. Security Council, accuses Moscow of crimes against humanity in Ukraine.
Russia's invasion itself violates the central pillar of the U.N. Charter, respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all nations.
Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov accuses the U.S. and allies of meddling in Ukraine politics since the Soviet Union fell. A wild ending after a high school football game was over. CBS's Steve Kathan.
Newly released police body camera video shows the chaos at the end of a high school football game last week in Birmingham, Alabama. The minor high school band played on. Police told the band director to stop the music so people could leave the field. He didn't and was shocked with a stun gun. He was shoving and pushing. The band director was arrested, and now the incident is under investigation.
CBS's Matt Piper reports on morning workouts versus evening routines.
A new study published in the research journal Obesity suggests working out between 7 and 9 a.m. may be better for you. The data of 5,000 people found they had lower body mass indexes than those who exercised midday or in the evening. Dr. Suda Koitis is a medical weight loss physician and says to just do what you can.
If it's easier and more convenient for you to get to the gym in the morning, then go ahead and do that. If you can't get there until the afternoon, then do that. I don't necessarily think that the evidence shows that you're going to burn more calories in the morning.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Kraft Heinz is recalling more than 83,000 cases of individually wrapped Kraft Singles American processed cheese slices. Part of the wrapper could stick to the slice and become a choking hazard. Kraft Heinz says no injuries or serious health issues have been reported. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.